For the last 3 years, work on the project has stalled, leaving a windowless and gutted six-story building on the east bank of the Fox River in downtown Green Bay. Today, workers came back to the site along with the Secretary of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA. Antoni O'Reilly announced $10 million in federal tax credits for the project. The credits go to mid-sized banks, which are financing both the redeveloped building and a new one, which will house a children's museum.
We're not building a white elephant in downtown Green Bay that won't have places that are going to be leased up. I am told that we have 47% commitment already on the leasing of this facility, and that 30% of that 47% already has signed leases. Now, that is before the shovel goes into the ground.
The buildings will house a mix of retail space, offices, and condos. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt acknowledges the development has been a harder sell than he anticipated, but he blames the economy, not the merits of the project.
The money got tight, the economy got tight, and we kept at it. We could have easily shelved this project and revisited this thing in 2013, but, you know, we decided to stay at it, and we think the economy is going to come back, and that, you know, we're going to have a downtown that's ready to go.
The projects are expected to be done in the winter of 2011. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.